Blog Talk Radio.
They said the Rangers were done. Even some of our own fans were done. We're talentless. We're lifeless. We haven't shown up in this series. Well, guess what, Ranger fans? We're back. We're back, Eddie.
Woo-hoo! That's right. I got to tell you, the big man is in a joyous, jubilant, and jocular mood now. You thought we had fun? The other night, trying to get light in the mood, and after a win like this, there's nothing but happiness that we can feel, and absolutely no condolences to the Washington Capitals or the Ranger fans that sold their tickets for today's game, because, I can't take it, they hurt me. Those people can kiss my big badootie. We have won a game in the NHL playoffs. It's been a long time coming, but they got it done. I don't care how they got it done. It was a roller coaster ride for us fans of emotions, like it always is. And the Rangers come out with a big win at the Garden. And I think everybody's just so relieved and happy at this point that nothing can ruin it. Well, maybe Wednesday. No, I'm thinking positive, and you'll hear my comments about the game and what I thought we can really get positive out of this going forward. But Jim, great win, and I love that stash you are sporting. That is great, the Dubinsky stash. And, everybody's here. Anatoly's here. Paul's here with his stitches. The great Amy Arnano is here. Grossman 75. I'm already doing a roll call.
How many stitches do you think Paul ripped out today? Hooting and hollering and running. And
I'm so glad you guys are here. This is where it really... I just couldn't wait to do this show to see everybody and just have a lot of fun. Because, you know, it's been rough. And I know Cap fans will be like, they got a cheap goal and that's how they won and this and that. You know what? Most of their goals really haven't been too snazzy, so to speak. I'll take it. Listen, we've seen enough this year with pucks going off range of defensemen in our own net to last a lifetime. So I'm not guilty about this win, and I got a lot to be proud of. And so... that's it. I'm just talking so much. I'm ranting because I'm just so happy. I just cannot express. I guess when I said I was joyous, jubilant, and jocular, I summed it up, Jim. That's it.
Just trying to take a breath here. Get my mustache on straight. I said that if the Rangers won, I'd start growing a real one. So, but I had to paste one on just for the show. If you want to check it out, you can click my video. You see, I got the mustache going, the Doobie Stash. All is well. Once again, Blue Shirt Banner Radio ignites a career, or at least for a night. Last night, Brandon Hubinski, Brandon Hustinski, Brandon Do Nothing, and today, top of the world, Ma.
Well, I wasn't. Well, first of all, talk about the Hubinski stash. First of all, it's ridiculous. Yours is. My thing is, in game two, he didn't have a mustache. So I think that mustache he has is fake. That is a fake mustache.
It's the Bobby Valentine mustache?
I think Gary Bettman should look into that. And also should look into that freaking disallowed goal at the end of the period that took 7 months to get a replay on. I mean, it's NBC, for Christ's sakes. This is some rinky-dink versus network. We got to sit and suffer all the while figuring out what's the goal. And I still think it was the goal. I think that angle was obscured. I know it looked like it wasn't in, but I bet you I saw no overhead back of the net. They have these cameras all over the place in the place. What do they think? The Washington series was over? Let's not put the extra cameras. Let's get that on the Nashville game. I mean, I know everybody was just going nuts. Jim, did you think that was the goal when the five replays?
Yeah, I definitely thought it was a goal.
I thought it was a goal. I was celebrating. For the Rangers to bounce back from that, because we know the history of the Rangers, but this just goes to show you this version is somehow, with all this lack of scoring and this such a hard thing to get a puck on net, a decent shot on net, they're resilient. And they... No, that would have broke a typical Rangers back, teams back 9 out of 10 times. So it was just, and my wife said she saw on Facebook that everybody was going nuts when that goal was disallowed. I know you work at an open thread Blue Shirt Banner. How?
I work the open thread. I work Facebook. I do it all. Yeah, the mood was not good. The mood was not good at all. And all I kept thinking was, please, God, don't let this be the difference in this game.
So it's very...
And I love the excuse that NBC's clock isn't official. Well, can't we fix that? Haven't we come far enough in technology that NBC's clock can't match up with the clock in the garden? I mean,
yeah.
Isn't it ridiculous that we spend so much time on this show complaining about the clock? MSG's clock the other night you said was terrible. Can't get a penalty, a power play clock half the time. Can't get the clock to match up with the game. Is it that difficult? Can't we hire somebody to get this done? It's NBC. They're owned by Comcast. Don't they have a clock? Can't somebody sit there and say, oh, you know what? These clocks are 2 seconds off. We better fix this. Ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, sync it up.
We never had these problems when they were on Channel 9.
That's right. They put a camera on the scoreboard, and it was clear.
Bill Chadwick with a stopwatch. That's all we needed.
Yeah. So it's, but even with all that nonsense, we emerge victorious. So I am totally happy.
As you should be. 646-478-4692 is the number if you guys want to call in. And we want to give a special hello tonight to Spoon on the Moon, who is listening over in the UK to us. He's in the chat room tonight. He has joined us because, he said he joined us for about the first half hour before he's got to go to bed. I guess it's about it's after midnight already over there. It's Monday for him as it is. So we welcome Spoon. Thank you for being here. And oh, NYR Coops is also here from the UK. We're worldwide tonight, Eddie. Live and worldwide.
I love it.
Like Elvis via satellite.
Oh, beautiful.
And Stan from Bayside is here, so we're reaching out. We're getting that far as well.
Oh, we're getting to Queens. The signal's getting to Queens.
We can, from the Queens to the Greens to the UK.
That's right. I'm glad.
So welcome, everybody.
The transmitter going that far. Wow. I have to call back in. I'm having a technical problem on my end. So I'll be right back, and we'll talk in a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be here when you get back.
Okay.
Be here all week.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
You said you weren't going to call. All right. So we'll wait for Eddie to call back in. Again, the number is 646-478-4692. We'll get your phone calls on. We will be on until 8:30 tonight, 90-minute show, and then we'll be back on Tuesday to kind of get ready for Game 4. Tuesday night, I think we're on at 8:30 to 10, 90 minutes again. I kind of like these 90-minute shows. They go fast. It's good pace to these 90-minute shows. So, and then, you know, we'll see what happens with the rest of the playoffs. But we know this much, that after Tuesday night, there will be more shows. And beyond Game 4. So we know there'll be a Game 5 at least. We know at the very least, I think Eddie's back. Eddie, is that you?
Yes.
Okay. Two numbers popped up at the exact same time, both Skype numbers. So I don't know. Good thing I grabbed the right one. Unless that you
that's
coming
right.
in twice on the switchboard, because that's happened before too. So I was just commenting how with the Rangers winning today, we're at least guaranteed a Game 5 radio show.
That's right. The Rangers will be playing Wednesday and Saturday.
I don't. You know what? I'm not sure. I'd have to. Yeah, Zach is saying Saturday afternoon,
yeah,
3 p.m.
Wednesday and Saturday. Now, with Saturday's another afternoon. I hate these afternoon games. Playoffs should be played at night, so we can go out and riot if they lose.
Now I got a. Speaking of rioting, I got a couple of text messages from Marcy Braverman, who was at the game, and the first one was, and I don't think they ever announced this on NBC. Was that apparently there was a fire in the concession stands at the Garden before the game, and that was why the game didn't start right away.
Oh, this was not allowed. This was not announced.
No, this was not for public knowledge. PR keeping that one under wraps.
Oh, so what happened?
That's all I know. Marcy said she got it from the usher that there was a fire in one of the concession stands, and that's why they couldn't start the game. The Rangers
were
literally trying to light a fire under their offense today.
Are you sure it wasn't a fire Seder rally? Which we had no part of, by the way.
That's right. We had nothing to do with that. and then she sent me a text message after the second period, and she said that the crowd was really ugly after that disallowed goal in between periods.
Now, we had a little bit of debate before the show went on, and I trust Jim because I watched it with six of my buds, but most of my friends have kids, and they were all over the place, and, you know, it was a zoo. It was a freaking zoo. I'm like, you know, I don't have any children, so I really have no tolerance for them unless they're, you know, people, you know. I like kids who just have one, like, this only child. I don't like any kids play together. Anyway, I'm basically a grumpy old man. But, you know, when I'm watching the Rangers, they're all over the place. But I'm owning. I'm watching the game. And I felt that the Ranger crowd was very sedate for the first two periods. Now, Jim said he thought they were pretty into it. I want to know what you guys think, if you thought that the fans were into it. Because I didn't hear many Let's Go Rangers chant. I feel like they were kind of waiting for something bad to happen. So I'd like to get your take on that. Although, Jim, you know, like I said, I trust Jim, but, you know, he – so, okay, well, okay. Zach
trust me,
there.
But only so far.
Zach was at a bus route. Well, of course it was noisy. Anyway, I don't want to get into these people.
Yeah, they showed that, they showed that bus rally on – before the game, they showed the people on the bus.
They didn't show anything on the They didn't show anything on NBC. It was golf, and then it was the freaking game.
Yeah, great lead-in. Great pregame show.
Yeah. They really care about hockey.
Yeah. Yeah. And then in between periods, they're talking about the West Conference series. Talk to me about this game. I want to hear about this game.
How about the disallowed goal? How about showing that? You know, things that really matter. If that was a football game, Jim, and that was a 4th-and-1 play, and the referee says no, he didn't cross the goal line before time expired or whatever. How many different angles would you have gotten?
Oh, at least 10. You would have gotten the angle from the goal line. You would have gotten the angle from the goalpost camera. You would have gotten the angle from the sky cam that suspended on the wire that goes across the field. You would have gotten the blimp cam. You would have gotten the fan shot from a guy with a video camera up in the stand. You would have had a million different views of it.
That, to me, shows you that NBC doesn't give a shit about hockey. That, to me, that broadcast, the fact that you may have not had the footage, but how do you not discuss that at length? I mean, I know without the footage, it kind of you can beat it to death, but what a turning point in the game it was. I mean, it was, you know, elation to deflation real quick. And I thought they did a terrible job. And like you said, with the clock and they just don't care. Let me just go one more thing.
Sure.
With that referee, why did we have to wait for another ref? Play with one for 10 minutes. It doesn't matter.
And then we're getting like a whole history of this backup ref. Oh, he might even be on the bike right now, getting ready because he knows what's going on. I don't give a crap. Tell him to get his ass on the ice. It was like the most ridiculous thing. Doc Emmerich is giving us like a day in the life of a backup referee.
That's why the game ran even later. I was wondering if the game was going to run into the show. I wasn't going to show up till that game was over. I can tell you right now.
Well, if the game had gone into overtime, I was going to come in and reschedule the game, and I would just keep bumping it up at half hour intervals depending on what was going on with the game.
And the players are speeding around. Oh, they got to loosen up the players. What the hell? Play with one ref, you morons.
Yeah, and then Henrik Lundqvist got to skate down the other end of the ice because he's surrounded by 20 Capitals.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Joke. NHL is just so third rate. It really is. The whole thing
is
a third rate operation. It just is. It's the Rodney Dangerfields, but Rodney was funny. I mean, they get no respect, and they don't deserve any respect. You know, and it just, especially if you're watching a game for like, you know, they always try to say, well, we're trying to draw people into the game, right? You got a game that's got pace, and then all of a sudden there is this stop because of the referee's hurt, and now it's just, put the kibosh on the whole, you know, storyline or the energy of the game, and now you got to wait around. Like, what is this sport? Yeah, you throw the referee out, you go with one. They went one for 50, 60 years. Now, you can't play with one? Who was it that got hurt? That Looney Steve Rooney, or what's his name? Looney Skip Rooney?
Yeah.
One of those morons.
Art Mooney.
Okay. So, you want to get to what? You want to break it down? You want to break down what you saw, what you thought, what you liked, what you didn't like?
Well, honestly, this was my biggest – here. You know what was my biggest concern when the Caps tied it at 2? Was that I really thought, as the game went on, I thought, you know what? I know they'd only scored 2 goals at that point, but I thought this is about as good as they can play, and it might not be enough. I really thought that. I mean, I thought they did everything they didn't do in the first 2 games. I thought they did today. I mean, the hitting was terrific. They got in BB Newhart's face all day. I mean, they made his life pretty tough today. I thought You know, they created a lot of chances. They moved the puck well. They looked better on the power play where it wasn't a knife part.
That's 5-on-3.
Well,
that's 5-on-3.
I thought they still had their opportunities. I thought they still had some chances on that 5-on-3. The Caps weren't the number two team on a penalty kill by accident either. But that was all I kept thinking was, you know, coming down to those last couple of minutes was that I really thought they played about as well as they can play, and that that there was a chance it might not even be enough. I just kept thinking, how do they even think about getting ready for a game four if this one, what are they going to have left for a game four if they can't win playing as well as they have today? You know what I mean?
Well, this is what I felt. And actually, I heard the post game with the Rangers after the game, and they felt they played better in game two. I really don't understand that. They definitely got more pucks to the net in this game. Brian Boyle had 9 shots in this game. 9! Number nine. That's 9 shots. That's a lot of shots.
Yeah.
I thought Bill stepped up his game big time. Dubinsky, listen, big time kudos for what he did in the third period. But I got to tell you, he was frustrating me early. When he had that clear shot and he passed,
yeah,
I was starting to. But then Brandon had shown what he's shown all year, and since he's been a Ranger on that final goal, is that when he decides to do something and take that puck to the net, he can do it, and he's got to do it more. He's got a will. He's probably the only Ranger who can will himself to make a real big time play, and he did it. Artem Anisimov didn't get a lot of playing time, and he didn't deserve it. He came out, you know, he really has been, Invisimov. I mean, he really, he only wound up playing about 11 minutes, I guess. I'm not sure, but it's funny, guys, you know.
11:51.
We were talking about, like, Falsey got another point, right? Well, the Rangers have, you know, 5 goals, and he's got 2 points.
Right.
And he only played 7:56.
Yeah.
He looks like he's basically just a power play guy, really. I mean, that's what he's done. And even Christensen, who scored, he only played 9 minutes. And 5 of it was on the power play. So these guys are not even playing even strength. And he just rolled. He played the same guys, I mean, it seemed to me. Prust, Fedotenko, and Boyle, which, listen, they worked. I think Avery played another good game, but only 8:45, you know? So he really relied heavily on really 2 lines, and I guess 3 lines, the 2.5. But Gaborik, now I'm officially on the Gaborik, like, this guy, there's something wrong with him. When he shot that puck high, you got to put that on net. You cannot. You've got to put it on net. How could you shoot high? I know I've been bitching that they should go high on this B.B. Neuvirth, but, got to bury it. Something wrong with that guy. I think he's terrible now. So, and he, come on. He's got to score. But once again, like you heralded in last night's broadcast, defense was outstanding. I really thought for the most part. I mean, Girardi sacrificing his body. Stahl made some nice plays. He made a nice poke check on, I think it was a 2-on-1. McDonough is so solid and plays well beyond his years. He plays like a vet. Sauer, steady. I thought even Gilroy and McCabe, the pairing that gets me, I get very worried when they're out there. They played solid. And again, the Rangers did get shots on net, and they come away with a victory. That's what it is, bottom line. Get pucks to the net. So I'm happy as a can.
The block shot you mentioned by Girardi, and then Fedotenko had one. I don't remember who took the shots, but both times, I mean, those were just that was just an unbelievable job of sacrificing their bodies to block that shot, especially Girardi. And anybody that has the nerve to call him a candy ass, you don't know shit about hockey. Flat out. You don't know shit about hockey. You're not watching the game.
Well, again, I don't think anybody's calling him that. Even I've forgiven him more. I've forgiven him for that Gaborik deer in the headlights Carcillo incident. But that was bygones be bygones. I was upset for a week, and then that was it. I mean, ever since then, Dan Girardi. See, this is a lot of people don't remember. Well, they probably do remember. But and I always make a point of this. Girardi and Stahl got, I wouldn't say big contracts, but they got a payday this year. And they didn't fold up after the payday. They came to play this year. And both of them have been outstanding. They got paid, and they're playing outstanding. How many times can you say that about Rangers? They get the contract, and they play good. And they play great. And they got paid, and that's it. That means that they are professionals, and they play with heart. I mean, to go down and block some of those shots, I mean, that one was completely insane. Was it the Girardi one?
Yeah.
Where he went down, and it was just like, holy cow, the guy was, oh. So I think, you know, no qualms. And I was surprised to see Henrik get the first star. Did you really think he deserved the first? Not that the star of the game means anything. I don't know. I thought Henrik had the least work out of the three games.
I was 23 saves. I didn't think he – he didn't have to work as hard as he has in the other games. But, he deserves it.
Why not?
Whatever. Give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to whatever.
Yeah. So
that's just for the PR releases anyway.
Yeah. Big time win. And I hope that the Ranger fans are going to call in droves and share in this joyous occasion as it's two games to one. And I'll say one final thing. And Dave Maloney, I'm going to poo-poo what you said on your he says, I don't think this affects the Capitals' psyche at all, this loss. I think any loss with that team, from what we saw in 24/7, is going to affect their psyche. Just to get that thought in, which this win did, that the Rangers can come back and may think that even if it was lucky that maybe the hockey gods are against them or that the Rangers can find a way. And I think it gets into their psyche. You could see Boudreaux was pissed off the Rangers got all those power plays. He's like, well, we got to get it deep so we can get those ticky-tack calls against us. I mean, against them. So I really think I think it is possible the Capitals may get off their game a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I mean, we saw it. Dave Maloney. He's just poo-pooing.
Right. He doesn't even like fighting, so what are we even talking about him for?
Right. And he played with men. All right. We got a jam switchboard. You ready to go to the phones?
Bring him in. Bring him in. I want to hear it. Let's go, Rangers!
See, I just have to remember. Okay, you're number three now. All right, let's bring Zach's up first. What's up, Zach?
Hey guys, how's it going?
It's going well.
My voice is shot.
You were there, right, man?
I was screaming nonstop on the bus rally. I gave Pluto's inspirational speech from Animal House on the bus, and I got everybody riled up.
Nice.
Yeah, I couldn't believe I remembered the words too.
Well, if you listen to it enough times, you'll get it down.
Yeah.
Now, where did you watch the game?
I watched the game at Cafe 31 with the Simos clan and the Newman clan and, unfortunately, some Capitals fans who got kicked out of the arena.
Really?
Whoa. I didn't hear about that.
What did they get kicked out for?
They set the fire?
The Ranger fans are just being a bunch of, how do you say, not friendly to them And as a result, those Cavs fans still got kicked out.
What do they want? What do they want? A red carpet? Bottle of wine?
Maybe.
Yeah, what are we supposed to do? Who are you? You're the enemy. In the old days, we would have broke a bottle over their heads.
But the timing was perfect, because as soon as they walked into the bar, the Rangers scored the second goal.
Oh. Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Were there a lot of Ranger fans in Cafe 31? Was that the place to watch the game?
No, not really. I mean, aside from us, there had to have been, like, I guess, two other guys, and that was it.
Wow.
I'm sure they were at other bars for those who didn't get tickets, but, you know, we like going to Cafe 31, so we stayed there.
Yeah, I'm more of a Molly Wee's guy now. I like their big TVs. But anyway, so you lost your voice, this bus rally, and what are your thoughts on the game?
I must say, these games keep getting tighter and tighter. I still don't think we solved Neubert the way we want to. It's a good start. We're definitely crashing the net, which is a must. But our number one, Cypher Gabrick, doesn't seem to have it. It was probably the 5-on-3, definitely another play where he was in front of the net, he just got in the puck, and instead of the one-timer that we want to see, he held on to it for a few seconds while the Caps get into position, then he shot it, and it was blocked and deflected into the netting.
Yeah, you know what? I remember that play. That's a good point about that.
I'll never forget it because, you know, you would think the way Gabbard plays, he likes getting those passes so he can one-timer it in. Even if it does end up deflecting off of somebody, which sucks, but he was in a good position, and the Capitals were out of position for that pass.
Right.
I don't know what's going on with Gabrick. And I was saying, if it was a minute to go, we're up by one, and there's an empty net, I said, Gabrick, just go for the empty net no matter what.
I want to take before like I want to get your take just before right like about the 3.5 minute mark. Game is tied. What are you thinking? Are you thinking Rangers are going down, or do you think the Rangers are going to pull it out?
I was thinking that this was going to be a really long overtime stretch. I had no idea who was going to win, but I had a feeling it was going to go beyond the first overtime. I was thinking double overtime or triple overtime.
Right. I have to say, guys, and I will admit this, I was wavering because I just couldn't see the Rangers scoring again. I really did. I wasn't, you know,
Eddie, I'm
I
sure
was
the
doubting.
Entire garden was thinking that as well.
Oh, good, because I feel kind of guilty because I was doubting for a second. And I don't like to doubt. You know, but
it's a typical Ranger thing to think of. We just try to block it out.
Yeah. And I think Grabby just made a good point. As much as we're down on Gabrick, he's got to score for us to win this series. I really think it. He's got to get a couple goals. Come on, wake up, Gabby. Can you hear me? Gabby, can you hear me?
play that Tommy song for him on Wednesday. Tuesday. When you have the show on Tuesday, play that to begin.
Yeah, I will, Gab, and I'll just say Gab. You hear me? he's got to score. He's got to get off the schneid. He's got to get his head in the right space. So that was it. What do you think about Dubinsky's mustache in closing?
He's got the porno stash.
Yeah, he's got that porn stash going. And
whose mustache
looks like
is better, Zach, his or mine?
Jim, you got a really nice stash, but I think I'm going to go with Dubinsky for now because he scored the game winner.
Okay. Yeah. I'll go along with that.
All right. One last thing, because I know you got other callers. I want to talk about Gilroy. He has been phenomenal. He's always jumping in on the rush. He had that 2-on-1 at the beginning of the game where he shot the puck and it went to Neubert. But that is what I like to see out of Gilroy. And he's been, you know, he has been out of place a couple of times, but for the most part, he's been doing well for the Rangers in the playoffs. And I want to see him continue that.
I agree with you. You know, listen, I've been a Dilroy detractor, and we all know that, but to see him join the Rush.
You usually disagree with me.
Yeah, I know. But I don't in this case. That's what he's here to do, and, you know, join the Rush. And he did it, you know, and he's done that a couple times in this game. He scored the goal.
He has scored both.
But, yeah. So, okay, you know. I agree with you. This is a rare time, Jim, that me and Zach agree.
Yeah,
we're
now
up to 7%.
It's detente. All right,
like
Zach, you got to run. Take some other calls.
All right, you
rest
guys
that voice.
I'll see you on Tuesday. And let's
talk
go
to you
Rangers.
Tuesday.
Yes.
You got it.
Feel that voice. Call number two.
Hold on. You didn't give me enough time. You didn't set me up.
Caller number two, introduce yourself to the public.
718-225, you're on Blue Shirt Band Radio. Who's this?
This must be Stan.
Stan!
Oh!
Yes, sir.
How are you, Stan?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Good game today.
Yeah, you could say that.
I have to take an issue with you. You said you thought the Rangers' power play looked good. Made me sick.
I thought it looked better. Did
better
they get a power play goal today?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, like one three. What are they, two for the last 40?
Got to start somewhere. They were, what, 1-for-5 today, 1-for-6, and it's an improvement. I thought they looked better on the power play today than they have.
I understand him. That 5-on-3 was disgusting.
It was nauseating. I mean, they didn't take a shot. They just passed the puck around. You got to shoot.
I mean, not that good.
And the other thing that drives me crazy is they lose the faceoff like 80% of the time.
On the power play, right?
Yeah.
First faceoff in a power play.
Right.
I said that in the game thread today. The first Ranger that wins the first power play faceoff, I'll send him a crisp $5 bill.
they always lose
that first faceoff.
They lose it. It goes down the ice. That's 20 seconds. They shoot it back in. Washington shoots it out. They shoot it back in. Washington shoots it out. I mean, they never have control of the puck on the power play. That's their biggest problem. They chase it around for like a minute and a half.
Yeah. What was it? You were talking about, I always said that they change at the most inopportune times. They dump and change, not dump and chase. Then, because that's another 20, you know, everybody's got to get readjusted. That's another 20 seconds. And I think it was on the goal, I forget which cap goal. The Rangers were shorthanded. So what goal was that? The second one? It may have been the second one. I'm not sure. But the Rangers were shorthanded. They cleared the zone, and instead of keeping the same guys on the ice, they changed. I think they may have changed the forwards. And they kind of got caught on the change, which led to the goal. And I'm like, what is the obsession? Just keep the guys out there. I mean, he's obsessed with changing everybody, but he doesn't play half the team. I mean, I don't get it. It seems there's way too much change going on out there. And it leads to goals. You know, Rangers, I think they got caught in the first game with too many men on the ice. You know, it's like a Chinese fire drill. They're going to make a change out there. So anyway, Stan, go ahead. I'm off on some tangents.
I'll tell you, you know, Christensen and also I think Volsky, they drive you crazy because you see them like in the shootouts. And their skill level is so high, they make goaltenders look silly. I mean, his goal today was ridiculous. How many guys can score a goal like that? But for the most part, these guys during the game are invisible.
Yeah. They don't play much either, which, you know, you're right, though. You would think a guy who can score a goal like that would be a 25 to 30 goal scorer. Instead, he's a, what, 11 goal scorer? And
well, you see his skill level on the shootouts. He makes, you know,
right.
Turns goalies inside out, but during the game, see I told my kid who's in sports, the most especially in hockey, the best trait you could have is tenacity, like a Prust or a Callahan or an Ovechkin, guys who are just relentless, and a guy like Christensen, he cruises up and down the ice. He doesn't have an intestinal fortitude. If he did, he'd be one of the top players in the game.
Same thing for Volsky. They're like on autopilot the whole game. They're just lollygagging around. They don't want to get in near the puck. They don't seem interested. I still can't get that. It's just like Theo Fleury said about who was that guy on the Rangers? We got him at the end of his career. Anyway, he said all the tools but no toolbox. These guys just—they obviously are head cases. Because how could you not have that that competitive intestinal fortitude that you speak about playing a game in the NHL in the freaking playoffs?
He's there because of his talent, not because he's an intense player. Just, you know.
I don't get it. I'll never be able to understand that.
You know, I mean, his skill levels are off the charts, but he just doesn't bring it every game.
Wazili just said, no offense to the ladies, but EC is a vagina on skates. And Amy said, no offense taken. I feel the same way.
And Volsky's the same way. This guy, when he came from Phoenix, he played for Colorado and Phoenix. What did he score, 25, 30 goals a year there? He comes here, and the guy, he's invisible.
But he had produced it, he had produced in the playoffs in the past, which is kind of which makes it kind of.
He has two assists in this series. I mean, that must leave all Rangers in assists, basically. You know, and limited playing time, really. So,
right, limited
know.
Playing
I don't
time.
Know.
You're not playing well. You know, your ice time is predicated on how well you're playing.
Oh, there was a lot of guys not playing well coming into this game, but, you know, hopefully we're over that.
Well, I think that they played well the first three games. They just haven't scored. You know, you're not going to win if you don't score. I mean, they played well. It was almost like they were losing 5-1.
Right.
They just got to put the puck in the net.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just did not see enough shots, quality shots, in those first two games. I really didn't. I didn't see anything any normal goalie. All they did was aim for the logo of the goalie. I mean, there wasn't a tough save that B.B. Neuvirth had to make in those first two games. And
I think if they can put more than a few goals past this kid, he may get a little shaky, and then they have him. Because certainly Lundqvist isn't going to crack.
No, you're right there for sure.
They're just trying to try and shell this kid. You know, put like five past him and then see how he is the next game.
Now, how do you feel about the us getting into the psyche of the Capitals? Do you think that could possibly happen after today's victory?
No, not after today. Maybe Wednesday if they win.
Okay.
But right now, I mean, you know, I can't see them. It's still up 2-1. If they go down, that'll be a different story. As long as you're ahead,
okay.
You can't get that nervous.
Okay. Well, okay. Stan, you agree with Dave Maloney. I don't know how that makes you feel.
Yeah, me and Dave go way back. I'm actually older than him, so I'll say that is.
All right, Stan, thanks for calling in. We're going to get some other calls on.
Okay, guys, take care.
We'll talk to you next time. Take care, Stan. The great Stan from Bayside. One of the originals,
Yes.
I think he's our he was the very first caller we ever had, if I'm not mistaken.
I remember I thought I scared him away.
Yeah, that's right. That one night you went off on a tangent while we had him on the phone, and then we didn't see him for a while.
He was like, all right, guys. Oh, God. All right, caller number two.
You ready for Chandler?
Yeah, I'm ready for Chandler.
Chandler, how are you, buddy?
All right. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Going great.
We're good.
Oh, man.
Are we
that
happy?
That was a hell of a game today, man. That was a hell of a game today. Oh, my God. I scared the hell out of my neighbors. It is such a good day today. It's just a great day today. You know? Life is good. Now, the Rangers won. Life is good.
Now, were you where were you? I asked this Zach. Where, at the 3.5-minute mark, where were you? Where were you? How was the plot line in your head, how this game was going to go?
I thought we were going to win it in overtime. I didn't think we'd score in regulation. I thought we'd get it in overtime. I knew we were going to win this game. And you know, I keep going back to the fact that we've only given them two goals every game. That's all they get. and this is one of the most offensively gifted teams in the NHL. It's easily in the top three as far as just offensive skill, and they've gotten two goals every game. That's it. You know, that
right.
You know, with all of the stuff we're not doing, they've only gotten two goals in each game. If you hold somebody two goals in the NHL, you're going to win the majority of your games. You know, so.
Yeah.
I mean, when they scored the second goal, I almost threw my computer out the window. but, you know, because, I mean, I was watching on TV and I was listening to the ESPN radio online so I could listen to the Rangers, you know, broadcasters actually talk about the game because I can't listen to anybody on NBC because I want to kneecap Mike Milbury, so I just can't listen to the guy. And, you know. So, and I mean, when they scored, it was like, you know what, this is going overtime, and I can't believe it. And then, you know, Dubinsky, are you kidding me? Where the hell has that been? Where has that been?
It's all about the mustache.
Oh, my. That was Elvis.
That mustache has power. It's like John Oates, man.
Oh, they kept showing it over and over. Every shot on NBC of a Ranger was Dubinsky in the damn mustache. I'm like, okay, we get it. He's wearing a fake mustache. Can we move on? But
I think it's fake too. I really
do. That was fake.
I think it's fake. It's got to be fake.
He didn't have game two.
No,
how did he grow that in game three?
He had nothing on his face in game two. That actually shows you how young these guys are. Most of these guys can't grow mustaches yet, let alone beards.
Maybe he's just got active glands.
Yeah, there you go.
How do you know he's not shaving every 4 hours, Eddie?
I don't know. I really think that's fake. Like me and Chandler are the only one in on this, but I think it's fake.
You know, I listen to everybody talking about, and the power play, the first power play, that 5-on-3 was just terrible. But to listen to everybody talk about everything we're not doing, it's two games to one. We've given up two goals every game, and the reality is this is how we've played all season. The Capitals aren't stopping us. This is how we've played all year. We get about two goals a game, three if we're lucky. That's just the Rangers. The Capitals aren't doing anything that, you know, all of a sudden they're shutting us down like we're some offensive juggernaut. We can't score. We can't hit the net when we shoot. Eric Christensen doesn't get ice time because John Tortorella coaches like a fan. A guy makes one mistake, and I hate Eric Christensen, let me be clear. I hate the guy. But you make one mistake, you bench the rest of the game. Zuccarello made one mistake. He took a bad penalty, which I actually don't think was a bad penalty. He hit somebody. Okay, he hit him in the back. All right, fine. But he hit somebody. Hell, nobody else was hitting anybody in that game. He's not going to play the rest of the series, really? Because what? He made one penalty? Come on, man. You know.
Yeah.
We're down 2-1. We're giving up two goals a game. With everything that we're not doing, power play, can't shoot, nobody's shooting, Gavrick's invisible, Dubinsky, where the hell you been? You know, Gilroy, you know, keeps getting out muscled. With all of that, we're down 2-1 to a team that not quite honestly should be blowing our doors off. You know, did you see the Detroit Phoenix first period the other day? Detroit smoked them, and Phoenix was playing hard, okay? And they just blitzed them, okay? In reality, that's the talent gap between the Capitals and us. That's the talent gap, and they can't score on us. And if they can't score, we're going to win this damn series. That's, I don't care whatever else we don't do right, they can't score. So we're going to win. And that's it.
I'll take it.
I'll take it.
Yeah. But that was a great game today, guys.
We're back in the series. And
that's it.
I like the fact that you've gone so far that you listen to the 1050 ESPN feed rather than listen to the NBC feed.
Well, I didn't get a chance to call the other day because I wasn't feeling well because I can't listen to them talk about Jason Arnott like he's the second coming anymore. According to these versus the NBC guys, oh God, Jason Arnott is the greatest hockey player who was ever born. Okay, he saves puppies in his spare time, and he reversed the direction of Earth to save Lois Lane. I mean, come on, are you kidding me, Jason Arnott? Really? You know,
that's great.
I can't listen to it anymore. I can't do it. They're killing me because, according to them, the Capitals, you know, Jason Arnott. But, you know, come on. Jason Arnott is a bump. Okay, he plays for the Devils. He's a bump.
I mean, how old is he, too? He's like 45. I mean, really. That's his – I mean, seriously. I mean, you know, all right, he got a goal. You know, he contributes. He's, but he's, you know, he's fourth – you know, he's third, fourth line guy. I mean, you know. So,
you know, you wouldn't know what to listen to him talk about. You know, you would think that he is the greatest player in the world of hockey. You know, he's better than, you know, Crosby. Or he's better than everybody because, you know, he changed their locker room. He's better. He's coaching the team. He's driving the bus. He got Alexander Semin to play defense. I don't know. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, but it's a great win, and we're all happy. And
absolutely.
It's good. We're back in the series. Prediction for game four, Chandler.
4-2 us.
All right.
4-2 us, and Wolski actually gets more than 10 minutes of ice time.
I think Rangers may blow them out the next game. The Rangers are due for one of those six-goal crazy performances.
I think so. Yeah. I think that this kind of this releases a little pressure from the guys, and I think they're going to score some goals in the next game, and I think we go back tied. And then we take it from there. But I say 4-2, 5-2, 4-2, one of those scores.
All right.
I like it. I like
all
it.
All right, fellas.
All right,
Chandler. Great call.
All right, have a good night, yeah.
Talk
all
to
right.
you next time.
Okay.
Bye.
That was
fast
great,
becoming
guys.
One of our best callers. If he's not there already, he's. What's that?
Popular in the chat room, and speaking of the chat room, we have somebody who's finally found out the complicated way of getting into the chat room. First time a chat room guy, Doo-wop something. I can't say.
Doo-X-Wop guy?
Yes, Doo-X-Wop guy. Oh, so he's not a Doo-Wop.
Now, is he a, does that mean he's a doo-wop guy, or is he...
He without passport?
Is he doing an Italian guy? I'm trying to figure that out.
Yes, well, we'll figure it out. That's everybody's persona. You know what?
We'll get to the bottom of all this stuff.
Now, I know we got a load of calls. Do we got a load of calls?
We got two more calls on hold. We got time. We got 37 minutes.
I would like to do the vaunted... Ranger roll call, because I'm in a good mood, Jim. If you will allow me.
Of course.
Thank you, sir.
Can I give you a little something different to intro you into the roll call?
Anything you want. I'm free and easy.
All right. We're going to give you a little something different. This will fade out. So if you want to start, you go ahead. And since we were talking about this on the last show, I was able to pull this for us, so we'll use this. I think it's appropriate for tonight. So,
on it 24/7 and hoarders. AE, I hope you're not an interventionist or a hoarder.
That's Chandler, by the way.
Oh, that's Chandler.
That's Chandler.
Well, Chandler, just erase everything I've said, and good luck to you in life, and happiness to everyone you know. And then the great Amy Hernano. Let's go, Hernano. Amy Hernano, the lover, well, not the physical lover, but the rooter or supporter of Mr. Michael Roosevelt, the only one left. But I like her spunk. I like the fact she sticks up for her players. Wrong, right, or indifferent. I salute you, Amy Hernano, for your loyalty. Andrew SFL from South Florida. Love Andrew. He's another guy who's been with us since the beginning, too, Andrew. He's even
pretty close to it.
Yeah. Big hockey card collector. Loves Henrik Lundqvist. And then Brian Quinn, the mighty Quinn, as they say. Within. It's the Brian Quinn. Something like that. Brian Quinn, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us. Callie owns 24. Oh, what a different series it would be if Callie was here. But we cannot ponder that. We must move on without the services of Ryan Callahan and all the great things he brings to this team. Callie owns. Ryan Callahan himself said he would be back in the third round. So perhaps we will see Ryan Callahan again. And then CCP, who is an advocate of all things Russian. That's right. He's proud. And listen, I'm a proponent of one Russian player. His name is Evgeny Grachev, the Russian battleship. Bring him up. Hey, what can he do? What can he do? We can bench him as well as we can bench the other guys. So, Anatoly, thank you so much for joining us. And then we have Klaulakaras, 17, that's Chris. Chris, welcome to the program. Your services that have been rendered over the nights and days that we have done this show is much appreciated. Chris, you are stalwart in your Ranger belief that we will overcome all the adversities. Then, Ghost of the Crazy Greek, one of the nuttiest crazy bastards you're ever going to meet or not meet. My suggestion is don't meet him. Gunner TML, that's right. Jeff Diamond, whose second favorite team is the New York Rangers. His first favorite team are the Toronto Maple Leafs, who may just have more suffering in their history than the New York Rangers. But I don't know about that. You were good like in the 60s, I think. And then, Dr. Mark. Is he a real doctor? Is he a fake doctor? Who the hell cares? He's Dr. Mark. He's the hockey doctor. That's right. He gives you those Dr. Feel-Good pills of positive thinking and make you have happy thoughts about the New York Rangers. Dr. Mark, I love you. And then we've got Doo-Wop Guy. He loves such groups as, who was Doo-Wop? I don't know. I was going to say Frankie Valli. He was not Doo-Wop.
Freddie Parris and the Five Satins. How's that?
Yeah, or that Johnny Brooklyn and the Brooklyn Bridge. Johnny Maestro and the Brooklyn
Johnny
Bridge.
Johnny Maestro, yeah.
Right. Well, the Doo-Wop guy. I would be a baritone, as you can
in
say.
The
Doo-Wop guy. Open
the night.
All right. Doo-Wop guy. You have overcome the crazy technology that we now have on the internet, and you have joined this glorious chat room for the first time. Thank you from the bottom of this big man's heart. And then Eddie Johnstone, who's all hopped up on goofballs and painkillers because of his recent surgery, was watching the game today and probably ripped some stitches, yelling and screaming at the but. You know, Eddie, you did a good thing. You rooted for your team, and you gave your tickets to a person who enjoyed a game of a lifetime. They will never forget a playoff game. A playoff game you shall never forget, especially if the Rangers win. If they lose, you want to forget it right away. Brabby, 1981, who has made some astute statements in this chat room. For everybody who does not join this chat room, such as the guests or people that listen on the podcast, because you really should join us live in this chat room just because to hear what Brabby, 1981 has to say. I mean, this guy is like, he's a guru. He's a freaking guru. And then, Greg Clouston. That's right. Clouston. You know, Greg, I got to tell you. Clouston. I don't know. I got nothing for Greg Clouston.
Clouston.
He's from Houston.
Anyway, John Houston. He's from Houston. John Clouston, Greg Clouston from Houston. And then Grossman 76. That's right. I see Grossman post on the New York Rangers fan club. Mr. Grossman, you are a credit. You are an absolute godsend to us Ranger fans. You are a diehard. You are a, what's another hard? You're a, I'm really got no
blowhard. I don't know.
No, he's not a blowhard. Don't say that.
I don't know.
And then the great Howie Sussman, who loves to suss it out and give us the scoop. Howie's a dedicated Ranger fan, a former season ticket holder, and then the old, the wise, but not venerable, Mr. Greg, Mr. Jack Love. He's old and wise and full of stories. Like, he's a virtual Uncle Remus of Ranger hockey lore. Jack Love, I love you. Just don't talk about Brer Rabbit. Now, Jay in Wyoming. Let me guess, Jay, where are you from? Wyoming. I don't know where in Wyoming. I don't think I've ever been to Wyoming. No, I have. Is it Jackson's Hole in Wyoming?
Jackson Hole.
Jackson Hole, Wyoming. I've been there. It's a hole, and it's a tourist trap. And now, John Newman! That's right, John Newman, not calling from a restaurant tonight, but it's still early in the broadcast. We still have 28 minutes or so left in this broadcast. John Newman, I appreciate you being here. You're a big supporter of the show. Please tell Stacey Katz not to listen to last night's podcast. And then we've got Critical, the soft-spoken, but he walks tall and he carries a big stick. Critical is a soft guy and a nice, quiet guy, but he comes at you hard when it means business. He's a virtual tiger, a panther. He's got tiger blood. F that Charlie Sheen, we've got Critical. And Marcy Braverman. She's a jazz singer. She's a virtuoso. She's a virtuoso of vulgarity most of the time, actually, folks. She can spew more curses than Eddie Murphy, or not Eddie Murphy. How about, who's that other guy? Richard Pryor did in his act. She's a virtual Lenny Bruce of profanity, but she knows her puck, and that's all that matters to me. The master of brutality. Yes. He's just waiting for me to say Brian McKay, Brian Baraad. But I won't say it. I have now psychologically trained myself to say Brian Baraad. I'm McKay. See, I fooled myself. I tricked myself. And then we've got Matty Capps, New York Rangers. Says, hey, could he be a spy? It says Capps next to New York Rangers, although it's spelled with a K. But that might be the Russian pronunciation. CCCP, get on that. See if that is the K means C in that Russian language you speak. And then, New York Ranger Coops, UK. That's right, from across the pond, we reach so many fans from the United Kingdom. I love the United Kingdom, although I've never been there. You guys always back us up in most wars, just like Australia does. For some reason, Australia, they'll back us up on anything. I don't know. And then, New York Rangers 1994. They played the Mateau thing today before the game, which I think is a little bit overplayed. I mean, I don't really want to see that. I love 1994. I'll never forget it. But we must move on. We must press on. Ranger Dude 35 is Zach. Zach, you rocked the house. You on that Ranger rally bus. You were the one. I mean, who would go on that double-decker bus? That's kind of, I don't know. It's kind of wonky to me. Rob 34 was born in 1974. That's right. So that makes him, what, 36 years old? Something like that, if my math is correct. Rob, you're 36 years old. You know what, Rob? It's time to move out of your house. Now, Robbie, G. and Lombardo. Robbie, I'm only kidding, Rob. I don't know nothing about your life. Robbie, G., I'm waiting for him to call in and give us his Met update. I think his Mets actually won, but I know. I'm talking baseball, and that will be stricken from the record and stricken from the podcast. Now, we got Spoon on the Moon. Well, there was the man on the moon. There was the, the cow jumped over the moon. But then there was Spoon on the Moon. Was he spooning on the moon? Was he kissing on the moon? Was he making out with the moon? Was he swapping spit on the moon? No, he's just a spoon and he's on the moon. We heard from Stan from Bayside. Stan, thanks for calling in. We found out a little bit more about Stan's life today. He has a son, and he teaches tenacity, and that's what we want. Players with tenacity, and we want the Rangers to have tenacity. Sue, pap, 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 bow, 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 Dallo. That was the two. Sue, pap, bow, 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 bow. Sue Papagallo, diehard Ranger fan, always there when it counts. She's just like Amy and Marcy. They know their hockey, and they're female, and they're not one of these hockey bunny types. They know their shit. They know their shit from their shinola, as my father used to say. The great Wazili. Wazili, another guy who's been a long-time caller, I mean, a long-time visitor to these parts. Wazili, I love you like a brother. I haven't talked to my brother in about 3 years. William Velvet. That's right. When I think of William Velvet, I think of velvet cake, or that red velvet cake, which I think is vastly overrated. I don't think William Velvet, however, is... Wait, is that velvet or is it velvel?
It's velvel.
Sorry.
The velvel fog.
Yes, the velvel fog, and of course my mind went to food. Zach S. A lot of people named Zach. He's the second Zach. I hope it's not Zach Stortini. Well, we may have a fight, because Zach Sortini is quite the fighter. And that concludes the Blue Shirt Banner Radio Roundup, which took 25 minutes. And really, I thought only came up with like 2 gems out of 54. But still, hey, they can't all be winners, ladies and gentlemen. I love you, folks. Rangers win! Rangers win!
Oh, wait. I forgot to. I wanted to laugh. I didn't have a
laugh. Oh, that's great.
Thank you, Adam. All right, let's back to the phones we go. Jack Love, how are you?
Woo! I'm a happy camper. I am a happy camper, man. What a game. I tell you what, when Washington tied it up there, I said, oh, no, here we go again. I thought the game was going to go into overtime, but Doobie and his Sharpie mustache came through. so happy. We're back in it. We're back in it.
And, you know, I have to say, I was a little worried about Jack. I was worried about you, Jack. Last time we talked, it did not sound very, very positive.
Are we losing Jack?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Here. You hear that static?
I'm here.
I do. Okay. Yeah. Well, Jack, did you hear what I had to say?
Yeah, you said you were. I sounded kind of rough yesterday. I was more pissed than anything. I didn't feel the intensity in that game. And today was great. It was a great game. They came out. They created shots. And I still don't think they really peppered that goalie, Nuremberg, whatever his name is. They still haven't really tested him yet. And I know we could beat him. And I feel that Wednesday, it's going to be an easy game for us. We're going to get 2 power play goals. And I say we're going to win 6-2 or 6-3. I don't know which one. Maybe 6-3 on Wednesday. I know.
I like it.
That one goal, sorry, guys, that one goal is going to be the difference in this series. Getting that goal with 2 minutes, I just know it's going to change the series around. And when we win this game Wednesday, we are going to win one game in Washington, even if it goes 7. I feel really good about this. They really, really gave it their all today. Henrik was stellar again. I just wish they would. I mean, with all the power play chances they had, I said, oh, man, 5-on-3, please score at least one goal on these power plays. But no, they had to give up the tying goal. And I was worried, but I really thought it was going in overtime, guys. I'm shocked.
Yeah, I that's how I was. I wasn't doubting, but I was shocked. That was just... Hey, I'm feeling good.
Another little incident today. My mom passed away on this day in 1995, and she knew I was a big Ranger fan. So she was with me today watching this game. I know she'd be happy up there. So this win was for her, too. I know she's smiling down at it. And just a great day,
yeah, well,
man.
Well, we surely need it, and I'm glad your mom was with us. We needed all the help we get, and that's just a great thing, you know.
Yep. Anyway, I'm all excited about Wednesday, and they just rocked. I mean, where else would you rather be than be in Madison Square Garden with that crowd? TV doesn't know justice. That place was rocking. I could feel it. I had goosebumps, and it was just incredible to watch. And Vinny, I love the excitement this guy shows in his face. He's got that Burt Lancaster smile. He shows all his cap white teeth. It's just, he's just so full of excitement when he scores a goal. He's really into it. And God bless him, man. And God bless all the Ranger fans out there. They're true blue, man. Amy and Vinny out there, the Boulder blue shirts there. It's just fantastic. They're all around the world.
That's right. That's what I try to argue, that, you know, a lot of Islander fans say, oh, only the people in the city go to your games. I'm like, no, they don't. There are Ranger fans everywhere. Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Jersey, Long Island. I mean,
England.
From everywhere. England. Egypt.
They're passionate fans.
Yeah.
They're passionate fans. You go to a game like I go to here, to the Panther and Lightning games here, it's more like an event. Hey, what are you guys doing? Let's go to the Lightning game and drink. Okay, that's all it is. It's not for hockey. I don't care what they say. You go to Garden to see the Rangers. It's the love of the hockey team and 365 days of the year. It's just a total different thing. So it's just incredible.
Well, I'm glad they won, and I'm glad they won for you and your mom. That's a good one. I like that.
You got it. I didn't want to hold it up and give somebody else a chance to call in. Let's go, Rangers. Oh, man. I'm ecstatic, man. I'm ecstatic. Is Versus or one of the stations replaying his game over again tonight, or like 3 in the morning or something?
NHL Network might do it.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. That might be your best bet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tomorrow probably in the afternoon. That's right. Okay. Well, good show, guys. And when's your next show? Is it
Tuesday night? Tuesday
night. Okay.
We'll be on at 8:30.
Let's go, Rangers.
You got it. All right, Jack. We'll
see
talk
you
to you later.
You got
later.
It. Bye.
Bye.
Take care, Jack.
He's exuberant, to say the least.
I like it. I listen.
Like it, too. It's great. Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is what it's all about, you know, Rangers. And I also, you know, I neglected in my roll call for all the guests. I see so many guests in here. I thank you guys for joining us. And, you know, you can get a screen name if that's not your bag and you really want to talk and you just want to watch. You know, I mean, we've got like 30 guests in here. I mean, God, I thank everybody for joining us in this jubilation because, you know, it really is. This is the only place you can hear unadulterated, uncensored Ranger talk, and a place where we can gather, you know, and talk hockey and talk Rangers hockey, which is the most important. So both shout out to the people who listen to us and the shout out to the show, which is fantastic. So, anyway, that's that bit.
All right, back to the phones we go. Critical, how are you?
Hey Jim, how you doing?
Good. How's it going?
Going good, man. I'm feeling good after that game. You have no idea.
I love it.
Yeah. When that goal was disallowed at the end of the second, I almost threw my friggin' beer out the window. Like, I almost broke the window. I was fucking pissed.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of that going on. I was screaming at the TV. Screaming.
Yeah.
I was so sure that was in.
Yeah, me too, especially on the two replays where you clearly see the puck over the line at 0.1, and then the excuse was that NBC's clocks were 0.2 seconds behind or something.
I know. It's absolute nonsense, you know, and I even thought it was in just because, like, the buzzer, I know the buzzer isn't official, but I was just from the first get, I thought the buzzer went off after the puck was in the net. So I was saying, that's it. There's no way they're going to this. And then they were talking about it, kicking it in, and I was like, what? There was no way Ranger kicked it in.
It was like they were looking for an excuse.
Yeah.
You know,
disallow it. And I'm not one of these Bettman conspiracy theorists who thinks that he wants Ovechkin, you know, and not Brian Boyle in the Stanley Cup Finals, but sometimes you think about this and go, you know, and especially on that. And it would have been such a pivotal goal. And who would think the Rangers would come back? They forgot about that, and they came out in the third.
They came out strong in the third. And a lot of people may not like this, but, like, in my opinion, Dubé was not the best player on the ice. Fedotenko was flying the whole game,
yes.
Both sides of the ice, on the boards. He looked really good out there with Dubinsky. Like, they were phenomenal.
That shot he blocked. I don't remember who took the shot.
Oh, my God.
But it was great. Him and Girardi were standout, blocked the shot.
Oh, yeah. Fedotenko's diving play to stop the 2-on-1, that was probably the highlight of the game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Though Girardi took a couple nasty shots. Like, I was surprised he even got up off the ice, let alone made it to the bench after blocking. I think it was an Ovechkin slap shot he blocked. He took it in the back.
Yes, he did. That was like... And I want to say, for Fedotenko, for a guy that was let go by Pittsburgh and was just on a tryout basis with the Rangers, I mean, for what he's done, you know, for the Rangers, he's been perfect. He's been exactly what they need. And he played his, you know, he's been very, as a role player, he fits the bill, you know.
Without a doubt. When people talk about veteran presence, you know, if the first person that comes into my list is Drury, I believe Prospel and Fedotenko are the veterans leading this group right now. Especially with Callahan out, and we're lacking leadership because Drury, with his silent leadership, isn't really fitting what we're doing.
Right. It's true. If you ever, like, whoever, the most outspoken Ranger usually is Prospel. He'll be the one that says stuff maybe that's a little bit not politically correct, or, you know, he'll call out other players on the other team. So
but he tells
it how it is.
He tells it how it is.
Yeah. You know, and I think you're right on both counts. Those guys are the veteran presence. To me, Chris Drury, I think he's back to being Chris Drury. But
Prospel's usually the guy over John at the referees, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always,
you know,
chirping.
So.
In game two, did you see when I think he got cross-checked from behind and went after a player, and as he was going back to the bench, you saw him screaming obscenities over at the Capitals as he was going back to the bench. Like, they had to practically carry him off the ice just to, you know, keep him from taking a penalty.
And if you think about it, the Rangers don't have much of that fire, like that type of fire. Like, you'll see Dubinsky sometimes chirp, but like
Sauer.
Yeah, I know it's their first years, you know, a lot of these guys. But I think when you have a guy, you see a guy doing that kind of stuff, you kind of can learn from that. So, you know, hopefully they will learn to, you know, be a little crazier.
Yeah, one more thing. I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but we actually won the face-off battle. I think it was 45-35 in our favor at the end of the game. I don't know if that was mainly because of Drury or maybe Dubinsky was taking a lot of the faceoffs with the first line, but we actually came out on top.
Wow.
Well, look at the box score and see who was getting it done today. Oh, wait.
I was not aware of that. I did not know that.
I'll go take a look. It's not that I don't believe you. I'm just curious who got it done.
Hey, where are you on Christensen? I mean, he got the big goal. He scored a nice goal. He is still...
He does this all the time. All the time. He scores a goal. We get our hopes up that, you know, he's finally regaining some consistency. Then maybe he gets a point in the next game and then goes 6-7 games without a point, and we're ready to write him off. And he goes and scores another one, and it just resets the cycle all over again. It's like it's like that boyfriend or girlfriend that, you know, in that relationship that you keep leaving, but you keep going back.
Are you ready? You ready for this?
Give it to us.
Chris Drury, 15 of 19 on faceoffs.
Beautiful.
And he was 8 of 8 against the great Jason Arnott.
Jason Arnott? You mean the man who reset time by spinning the world backwards on its axis?
Yeah, that's him. And Christensen was 6 of 9 on faceoffs.
And Arnott is not, at least he's a pretty good faceoff guy. I mean, at least in years past he's been.
Yeah.
So that's
he was 4 of 19 today on faceoffs.
Ouch.
Yeah. Bastuda,
wow.
Dubinsky. It was 1 of 4 against Dubinsky, 0 of 8 against Drury, and 2 of 5 against Artem Anisimov.
Wow, even lost to Hardy. He had a bad day.
All right, Kurt, we're going to get some other calls in. But thank you for pointing that out, because I didn't realize they were.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, can I say one more thing really quick? People are still tripping on Gaborik, but Gaborik was solely responsible for Prosper's goal. If he wasn't in front of the net screening the goalie when I think who got the shot off? I don't remember who got the shot off, but he was there preventing Neuwirth from seeing the rebound. He would have swelled
that
puck up if he wasn't in front of the net. And the whole team just was, you know, crashing the net, you know, getting in front, and it's going to be got a few passed on. He did look shaky.
I'm just missed by him, but I also believe that he needs to score for the Rangers to win the series. He's just got to score. But it's not by the lack of effort. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't know if he's snake bitten or it's just. I'm just totally miffed by his lack of being able to bury the puck at certain times. He's just invisible sometimes. But you're right. He was responsible for that goal, and he did contribute. So.
All right, I'm going to go and let you guys get more calls in because time's almost up. I'll let you guys go.
Yeah, we got to get some other calls.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye. All right, for those of you on hold, we will get to all your calls. We'll probably go into the podcast, so... If you guys missed the rest of the show, you know, you can, as always, you can download it a couple hours after the show ends. You can find us on iTunes, Microsoft Zune, or you can just download it right from the show page when it comes up a little later on tonight. It'll be there, and you can put it on your MP3 player. You can put it on your phone, whatever. And for those of you, I don't know if we mentioned this before, but if you have an Android phone, you can listen to the show. You can listen to the show right on your phone as well. Pretty easy. I just got an Android phone, and that the first thing I did was make sure I could go listen to the show on it. So that's the scoop. We'll probably run into podcasts. Let's get back to the phones. 570-7309. Who's this?
This is Carl Cotta, 17. Chris.
Hey, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Chris.
I just want to say you guys do an awesome job with your show. I do. I'm in law school now, so I don't have a lot of time, but I'm always making sure I make it back to the show, at least to listen to it on the podcast or whatever. But what a hell of a game today. Holy shit. That's all I can
really
say.
Sums it up.
Yeah, pretty much. And I where would this team be without McDonough and Sauer? I mean, unbelievable, those guys. Yet today, you had...
10th seed?
Yeah, probably. I mean, think about it. We'd be looking at Redmond and Roosevelt probably as our second or third pairing.
Oh, my colon just tightened when you said that.
Think about it. I mean, but I mean, today they were Boudreau was changing his lines, putting Semin and Backstrom on the second line to try to get them away from Staal and Girardi. If we didn't have Sauer and McDonough, we're in deep shit.
Well, you know, that's the beauty of having the matchup at home, you know, the last line chain. But,
exactly.
You know, even in the first two games, I mean, you know, look what Sauer, you know, he was constantly matching up Ovechkin with Sauer and McDonough, and I thought, you know, they did fine against him.
Yeah. And then I was looking at some of the Caps, their open game thread, just looking through, and it's funny to see them complaining about Brandon Prost and, you know, they're finally starting to get frustrated, I think, because Prust and Avery going to the net constantly. I mean, how long have we been talking about crashing the net, and finally today we do it. Three games
Brian
in
Boyle
the series.
Did a nice job of doing that today as well.
Exactly. I mean, I was one of the guys in there said they can't stand Brian Boyle. They hate him more than any of the Ranger. And I'm like, about time someone hates us for running the net. How many times have it happened to us throughout the season? Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. So that's what you've been in the Capitals thread. They were saying that they're getting sick and tired of seeing Prust and Avery banging into the goalie and
yeah, and they were they're posting some tweets or whatever, probably from, you know, the Caps beat reporters, stuff like complaining to the refs about hitting Nuervis and the refs aren't stopping it. Just seeing them getting frustrated is just, I'm just loving it right now. Yeah. That's some of the stuff the beat reporters that the Carlson's, you know, complaining to the refs about them constantly nitpicking at Nuervis and stuff.
I'll give it a break. It's hockey.
Four
it's
caps,
bad
man.
Enough they got those stupid calls in game two when McDonough got that penalty
that was terrible.
Oh, my God. And we watched 1,000 games where you do that. There's no call there. That's just sticking up for your goalie. It's a hockey play.
Yeah.
You know? And then even the one.
Unbelievable, as always.
Just, yeah, I mean,
you gotta love that guy.
Just, you know, where the defense, listen, this, you know, it's no joke. The Rangers are giving up only 2 goals. You know, this defense is a good defense. The top four are very good. But it's just the question is, I don't think Henrik Lundqvist really had to make a game one, he had to make some stellar saves. Stellar.
Oh, yeah.
There were a lot of odd man rushes. There was a lot of, you know, the glove was crazy in game one. But as this series has progressed over the last couple, I don't think he's had that much crazy work. And that's
He makes his big saves, like he's been, you know, called on to do all season long. Make those big saves, and that's our difference in the series, is Henrik Lundqvist. Whenever it's not going to make those saves that Lundqvist made. I mean, the one where you had the Stemmen was diving in to get that shot. Lundqvist was on that post. I don't think Nuervis makes that save.
Yeah.
I mean, give Nuervis all the credit. I mean, he's pretty much doing what Tim Thomas is doing in Boston. He was a product of the system. I mean, say what you want about Tim Thomas's numbers. He's got great numbers. No one's lying about it, but he's got that great defense in front of him and the top team. Who's to say Lundqvist wouldn't do that stuff with Boston in front of him? You know,
yeah.
Lundqvist, the premier goalie. And I don't think any other teams, they respect it. But unless you watch this team day in and day out, you don't know what Henrik Lundqvist does every single game. But today he didn't have to do it as much. Our defense has been unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm really proud of him. And they're young.
I mean,
they don't have a veteran. Other than McCabe, who's really mostly a power play specialist, I mean, he you know, it's a question whether he's going to even be on the team next year. But they're doing it with young guys. This is not an old defense by any stretch of the imagination. So it's a credit to them, and it's a credit to Henrik. Let's hope we can get some pucks in the net in game four.
Yeah, and Jim, you wrote that article this morning about those guys giving up their tickets and stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's unbelievable. I mean, you know, I would die to go to those games. I don't care if it was game four and we were getting smoked in all three games. But, I mean, we lost in overtime in game one. We played a terrible second period in game two, and that's what cost us. And people are selling their tickets and giving up on this team? Give me a break.
I agree that those people aren't Ranger fans, as far as I'm concerned. The casual, you know, drive-by Ranger fans.
Unneeded.
I understand it's a Sunday afternoon. You know, the older guys want to take out their kids and stuff, but screw that noise.
Exactly. And what did you guys think of, how about Avery's play in the last two games?
For the time he's been given, he's been good. You know?
I mean, as long as he's staying out of the penalty box, I think he's doing his job, especially with that line.
Well, one thing, he's got to stay onside, too. That's another thing. He's always on.
Yeah.
I was actually devoting time to thinking about that last night, right? And I was trying to, is he doing like what a defensive player does, where he's just trying to cheat over the line before the snap count, or is he just not paying attention?
I believe, and you guys saw it too. He is so shrewd and sneaky. I know he's doing that. Did you see when he broke his stick today?
Oh, that
on
was,
purpose?
That was awesome. That was one of those
yeah.
moments
his
where he just laughed.
I mean, this guy knows every little trick in the book. I don't know how he got to know it or he's inventing it, but to just get a little bit of rest, he's breaking his stick on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
And then falling down and making believe like, you know, oh, it just happened, I slipped.
Yeah, no. And then he was over at the bench with the, I don't want that stick, I want the other stick, that whole deal.
Right,
like,
right. So he knows,
I
think he's doing that, Jim, he's sneaking, he's trying, but that extra step I don't need, just keep it on side, Shawnee.
Yeah, and one more thing, I had to break out my Zverev jersey today because I ran out of jerseys. We lost in the first game, lost in the second game. Now I'm stuck wearing a Zverev jersey until whatever goes on.
Big
Z. It's a sad day in my life right now.
I did a little bit of superstition with me. I actually shaved my little chin strap beard. I went the opposite way. Because I had to change it up.
I had the full beard. I had the full beard going since
wow.
It started getting interesting, and I shaved that thing off after we lost the second game. So the shaved beard and the Zverev jersey is what's carrying me through it right now.
Nice. Nice, Chris. Well, thanks for calling, Chris. I really appreciate it and the kind
no
words. Is, oh.
All right. Thank you guys for putting on the great show every night.
Anytime, Chris. Spread the word.
All right. Yep. Take it easy, man.
Take care, buddy.
Take care.
All right. We're in, obviously, we've stopped streaming, but we do have one call left on hold. I think it's Paul. I'm not sure. Unknown caller. You're on Blue Shirt Beta Radio. Who's this?
Hey, Jim.
Hey.
What's going on?
What are you, on Skype or something? Are you trying to be sneaky?
No, I'm on my parents' home line. Why would it happen?
Oh, because there's no. You showed up with a Skype type number, all one.
Oh, they have it blocked. That's why.
Because you're probably not supposed to be using a phone.
Jim.
Negative, Jim.
No,
is your mom going to pick up the phone any second now? John,
no,
get off the phone, John. John, we've told you about these long distance calls, John. Get off the phone, John.
Thanks, Jim.
Hang up the phone, John. Hold
ass.
On. Here's your father. What are you doing on the phone? John, we've told you, no phone calls out of the area code. What are you doing on the phone?
You're terrible.
John, get off the phone.
I gave you a prepaid phone,
John. If you've used up your minutes, hang up the phone, John.
Oh, Jesus.
And by the way, Stacy owes me $20 for that prepaid phone, John.
You're terrible, both of you.
I didn't say anything.
I know. You're egging him on, though, Eddie.
Of course he is. The more he laughs, the more I'll keep going. If I'm making him laugh, I know I'm doing something right, John.
I know. That's scary.
But don't jump on John right away. He's got something to say.
I do. That's why I'm calling in. I'm very happy.
Yeah. If he doesn't have something to say, then jump on him.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Now that we got the protocol worked out, what do you got to say?
Well, I was actually shitting a brick when the Capitals scored that tying goal. I had a feeling the Rangers were playing for the overtime, and I wasn't too confident in them with the overtime.
I guess you can go back to your bit.
John, are you on the phone again?
I want to go to Cheesecake Factory!
What did your father just tell you about being on the phone, John? Here, talk to your father again. Didn't I tell you to get off the phone, John?
I love
What's
John.
You're not laughing tonight? You're not a good one? You got no sense of, did you leave your sense of humor at Cafe 31?
Talking to me?
Yeah.
I'm laughing. I'm laughing on the inside.
What are you hiding in the closet or something so your parents don't know you're on the phone this late?
No. It's late. We talk about 8:30.
Yeah, but I figured.
Jim, I'm out of time, but I'm out of sleep by now. Come on.
I know your parents are a little bit older, so I don't know. They might go to bed early.
Jim,
somebody's
in their 60s. Come on.
All right. That's not impossible for a person in their 60s to go to bed at 8:30 on a Sunday.
Touche. I'll give you that one.
One of them's probably got to go to work tomorrow to support you, don't they?
Thanks, Jim.
I can't believe you're doing this to Newman. I mean, if you talk about a guy who promotes our show more than anybody, and you come on and you're doing a whole thing,
he loves
and
it. He posted on my Facebook last night. You know what he posted? You're absolutely right, Jim. I love the attention.
I do, but not tonight. Come on, it's all about the Rangers, not me tonight. Come on.
All right, I'm sorry.
I was actually shitting my pants when I saw that goal, that tying goal.
Did you think they were going to come back and have the balls to come back and win that game, John Newman?
No. As I was saying before Jim was doing his rants, I think the Rangers were playing for overtime at that point, and I think they were going to lose in overtime.
Yeah. Did your parents watch the game with you?
No, I was with in the city with Stacy, Zach, Claude, Eva, and Capitals fans who got thrown out of the game.
Wow. Did you see Zach there?
Yeah, Zach was with us.
Was he as boring as he usually is?
No, he was actually very lively with no voice.
On Zach. You're picking on Zach.
Zach's great. Now, who do you think can drink more, you or Zach?
Oh, Zach, definitely.
Yeah, Zach seemed like he's always inebriated.
Correct.
I grew out of that phase
like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. I noticed that when I was at the game with you last year when you were drinking heavily.
I only had two Jack and Cokes that night.
Yeah, two.
Two big bottles.
Exactly. Guy's trying to tell me he doesn't drink. Get a break. I wonder what your parents would think if they knew you drank.
Eh, well, you know. Gotta drink something.
That's your cue, Jim. I wonder what your parents would think.
John, it's your mother. Are you still on the phone? Are you drinking again, John? We told you about the demon alcohol, John. Only on Seder are you allowed to drink, John. You know, we like our Manischewitz in the Newman household.
Yes.
Talk to your father. What are you doing drinking again, John? I've told you about this. How many times? How many DUIs is it going to take, John? It's all Stacy's fault. I just know it. She makes you drink.
Yeah, I was always our designated drunk driver. Just remember that.
Oh, now you're not being funny. You're making fun. Do I need to take you to the alcohol rehab again?
Hey, I had one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. What do you want for my life?
John, the drink. It's got to stop.
He loves the story again.
Guys, on a serious note, what happened? Why didn't they show us a goal cam angle or an overhead angle?
Because that was ridiculous NBC coverage.
Yeah.
Nobody cared. It was just horrendous. If hockey was a major sport, there would be articles about it tomorrow by every media guy. That was terrible, an abomination to broadcasting.
And then what about the ref, how he had to go back to the whatever. He couldn't even use his...
John? That's it. I pulled the plug out of the wall. He's not getting on this phone anymore after 9 o'clock.
I don't know.
Boy, what a show. I got to tell you, man, you got it We got a show. I think we just got a show doing Newman's mom and dad, and me doing Stacy once in a while.
Do a whole show like that?
Yeah. Hey,
welcome
John,
to Blue Shirt Panda Radio.
John, don't use that phone.
Yes, right. John, are you on the phone again?
Now, you know, he's, whatever happened to his phone, you know, he's just like, oh, man, they're just going off on me right now.
Yeah. Well, listen to the...
My phone reset. He just sent me a message.
Yeah,
my phone reset.
Okay. All right, Jim. It's still in the show, man.
All right. Good times. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care, bro.
You too. Bye.